This is the brief on the latest major gaming leaks, studio reveals, and crypto market breakouts. Today's briefing breaks down a massive intelligence drop highlighting the intense friction between malicious corporate breaches, pure gaming artistry, and surging digital capital. First, let's dive into some blockbuster premieres and breaches. The Syndicate cyber leak hijacked a playable GTA 6 build to push a fraudulent Solana memecoin scam. Seriously, do predatory leaks like this actually help consumer advocacy, or do they just hurt it? Contrast that mess with From Software's leaked Switch 2 exclusive, The Duskbloods, featuring an insane 8-player PvPvE extraction setup in a gothic world. Officially, Game Science dropped a stunning 15-minute premiere for Black Myth: Zhongqi, showcasing unbelievable ASMR parrying and a giant clamshell boss. Second, legacy franchises are shifting gears. Halo co-creator Marcus Lehto harshly criticized Microsoft for outsourcing the newest campaign, pitching a gritty M-rated military reboot instead. It's kind of like stripping away a bloated, cartoonish superhero movie to reveal a visceral, high-stakes survival thriller. Conversely, Bethesda is rewarding loyalty with a free, native 4K 60 frames per second upgrade for Fallout 76 arriving September 15th. Finally, let's talk macroeconomics. Bitcoin just rocketed past $72,000. U.S. Treasury buybacks triggered a massive $3.1 billion short squeeze. Also, Gnosis DAO passed GIP 153, migrating to an Ethereum ZK rollup for deep liquidity. But you've got to ask yourself, does this 72K surge represent a genuine era of institutional liquidity, or is it just the violent result of overleveraged shorts getting totally crushed? Whether it is hackers exploiting anticipated games, or traditional finance colliding with decentralized networks, the entire digital frontier is shifting at breakneck speed.
You absolutely need to head over to techandgames.com right now for the full deep dive into these stories. Stay ahead of the digital curve.